Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chuck Pagano was the Ravens secondary coach from 08 to 2010 under John Harbaugh, the defensive coordinator in 2011 before going to the Indianapolis Colts as their head coach. Well, he's back, senior secondary coach for the Baltimore Ravens. How much is having Chuck Pagano, not only as a senior secondary coach, but having him in the building this early with a young defensive coordinator in Zach Gore, how much does that mean to this team? How much is that worth?
I think of the things they brought in from outside of this building thus far in this offseason, including draft picks, I think it's potentially the most valuable thing they did. We're not that far removed from this defense being completely broken. The way they went about fixing it caused them to lose some of their bite, some of their they went more into prevent mode and less in attack mode. And Zach Gore was having difficulty finding that balance himself anyway. They got so sort of back to basics, and they had to spend so much time rooting out sort of personnel problems from a cultural standpoint, from a communication standpoint, from an interpersonal relationship standpoint. And that's not just players, that's coaches too. That I think having a Chuck Pagano in there from the start who can help on all those levels, but particularly maybe help you get back to the defensive attack-minded DNA that we really think of as being hallmarks of the Ravens defense when it's at its best and turning people over and creating big plays and having individuals look like playmakers. I think it's incredibly valuable, and where it is in a war standpoint, you know, wins above replacement, like, can he help them win a game or two against an elite offense that maybe otherwise they might not have? And how does that manifest itself? Is it just from the way he coaches up an individual that week? Is it from the way he maybe makes a schematic tweak? Is it something he sees on film that he passes on in a defensive backs meeting? Like, there's so many different ways that can alter your team and alter the course of a game. And as we know, altering the course of one particular game, especially if it's at Arrowhead or at Buffalo, could alter the course of your season because you end up maybe getting that one seed. So I wouldn't discount it at all to any degree. And it's not like he was away from the game for some prolonged period of time. We talked to him a couple of times last year. He clearly was keeping tabs, watching film and keeping tabs of what was going on. And they got him early enough that it's not a rush job, like really trying. He had time to watch every snap of every single player before they even drafted anybody. That's how early he got it.
That's the biggest thing, where John Harbaugh deserves a ton of credit over the past couple of years in assembling a really, really talented coaching staff. But I'd be willing to bet if you offered him a mulligan, he would have brought Dean Pease in at the beginning of the offseason last year and not have it in the middle of the season when you're really trying to put
out fires. Or Leslie Frazier or somebody else.
Yeah.
Or whoever. But talking to the same people McDonald was talking to, who I'm like, hey, why aren't they in on that action?
But to bring him in the middle of the season when it was in crisis, because that's exactly where this defense was through 10 games. They allowed 294.9 yard passing yards per game in the first 10 weeks. To put that in perspective, the NFL record for most passing yards allowed in a game, average, the Giants in 2015, 298.9 yards. So that's a difference of 4 yards.
Historically bad.
It was historically bad. And Jamar Chase, 457 yards in the two games against the Ravens. That's a record. But now having Pagano in for a full offseason and really able to get his hands on this young secondary, because it's all young ascending players. Wiggins entering year two. Kyle Hamilton still entering just his fourth season. And, of course, the first-round pick, Malachi Starks. He's coming in at a great time.
It's interesting when a team has this level of expectation, which is basically Super Bowl or bust, right? Yeah. Then you always play the coulda, woulda, shoulda, and had things been done differently, what it might have manifested itself in. And that defense was so horrific that even a generational offense couldn't overcome it as much as we would have liked in that first 10 weeks of the season. It does make you wonder, like, if they had gone with a Denard Wilson who was more experienced, who was right in their building, whose calling card is the back end, and it turned out the back end is where the personalities and the coaching and everything else was most broken. Could that have got them another win or two? Could they have been the one seed, in which case maybe that is their year? Because
sure,
we're always coming back to these slivers of a drop pass here, of a bad start of a game plan there, to a bad snap here, right? Like, you start to think of a airballed throw just a little bit too high for Andrews. You start thinking about all these playoff games and how, when it started to go askew and when it got away from them and how it got away from them. And, like, there was a serious learning curve for Zach Orr. Like, there just was.
Sure.
Do I think it would have been as serious for Denard Wilson? I don't.
I don't know that anybody was fixing.
Was there a way to keep them both in this building?
Sure.
I don't know.
I don't know anybody.
But mistakes were made on the defensive side of the ball. Letting the DB coach stay.
Yeah.
Letting the linebacker coach stay. Not bringing in someone who'd been there, done that, to help or navigate all that from the beginning. Whether that was Pagano or Leslie Frazier or Dean Pease from the giddy-up. Like, had they nipped any organizationally, had they nipped any of that in the bud, it might have been worth, to the point of the conversation here, another win over a replacement, another win and a half over a replacement, which might have been the difference in who you play in the playoffs and where you play them.
I'll say this, and you're right. I don't think anybody was fixing last year's Marcus Williams. Like Marcus was like, and I don't know, and they spent
but
a lot
Chuck
of
Chuck Pagano might have been able to have a come to Jesus with him sooner than somebody else, and by week two go to Harbs and say it's over.
And maybe Pagano says we're not signing Eddie Jackson. So like that
every
single down.
Week there were guys running wide open. And the middle of the field was completely open for business. I can't imagine the defense would have been as bad as they were with Chuck Pagano.
Or Denard Wilson.
Yeah. Not saying they would have been a top-tier secondary with him in the first 10 weeks, but they were historically bad.
It's amazing looking back that they were 7-3.
Yeah.
That with two wins over the Bengals, where Jamar Chase had a million yards and five touchdowns.
But they were 7-3 because, like, there was also, remember the 5-game stretch when they were running for like 7.5 yards per carry as a team? Like, I mean, it was, that's how you overcome it. You keep the defense off the field and you're running for more per carry than a lot of teams are throwing per pass play. That's how they did it, but was that going to be sustainable over 15 weeks, 16 weeks into the playoffs? No.
No chance. And now we'll see a defense that was vanilla but not bad a year ago is hoping to be much more active, creating turnovers and dynamic this season. And Chuck Pagano is going to help out with that.
I expect their floor, because we saw a real low floor last year. If nothing else, I expect the floor for this defense to be way higher than anything we got into in the first 10 weeks of last year.
OTAs back today at one winning drive. Ravens who didn't participate, according to Jeff Schriebeck from The Athletic, Lamar Jackson, Rashad Bateman, Kyle Hamilton, Sanusi Kane, Chidobe Awuzie, Jay Cummel, Emory Jones, Kyle Van Noy, Ben Cleveland, Ronnie Stanley, Nnamdi Matabike, Daniel Falele, who wasn't there last week, was there this week. And coming up next, going to hear a little Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers spoke to the media after OTAs today. What did he have to say? We'll hear from him next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's here on the Fan.
I mean, to me, it just get better every year. Do a little bit more than I did last year, and as a team, get further than we did last year. So that's kind of my goal, do better. Just get better in every aspect of the game and try to push for the ultimate goal, the Super Bowl.
So that's Zay Flowers coming off a Pro Bowl season. Did end the year with an injury, though he did say the knee's 100% now, and he says the goal is to get better every year.
Well, he did. We talked about him a few weeks ago, chronicled how his air yards and air yards per target, he showed up in different quadrants of the field. The route tree wasn't sort of as predictable. It wasn't as predicated on yak. He's obviously incredibly tough when he gets the ball in his hands in the open field. He has natural sort of unpredictability and instincts that make him difficult to corral. I'd say he's everything that they hoped and prayed Hollywood Brown would be on the field.
Absolutely. And he really took the next step last year. His yards per catch went up. His EPA went up. His yak went up. Average separation, all of that. But this is a really important year for Zay Flowers personally because he can get paid after year three.
More from Zay Flowers speaking after OTAs this afternoon. And there's a new wide receiver in that room. We talked about him a lot yesterday, DeAndre Hopkins. Zay talks about Hopkins.
He's a real vet. Like, he know everything. He teach you what he know. He give out the game. And he work hard, too. So it's easy to just follow him. It's easy to get behind him and do what he do. So he's a great vet, and he's great for our group.
He's also on the field, and like as much as they brought in Beckham a couple years ago, that guy was not always,
always
on the field. Yes, DeAndre Hopkins seems to be able to stay healthy for the most part.
Yeah, now look, he plays the game differently than Zay. He has a different body type.
Yes.
His strengths are very different. That's why I think he fits in here so well. Is I think he complements these guys well in terms of leadership, what he's seen, what he's done, and also sort of where he shows up and. He's not a threat to them in any way, and he's at a stage of his career where I'm sure he's a complete open book, and he's a professional who holds himself to a high standard. So while he could get away with not being around here, he's going to be around here a bit in the spring, because even if Lamar's not here, he's picking some things up. He's getting to know Todd Monken. He's getting to know this offense. And they clearly value having a veteran wide receiver with a formidable resume somewhere in their receiver room.
Yeah, I remember Zay's rookie year when Odell was here. He was such a sponge around him. It seemed like he had a great relationship with Odell. And Zay's still a very young player, 24 years old. And he saw D-Hop when he was in school, when he was prime D-Hop. So it's going to be pretty cool for Zay.
Another one from Zay. What has he learned from DeAndre Hopkins?
He patient in everything he do. He understand that in practice you got to detail it, so in the game it's perfect. So I've been learning that from him.
Hey, when a guy's been around as long as D-Hop has, obviously he's got wisdom that he can impart to younger guys, and it sounds like Zay is taking that in.
Thinking of the old bull
yeah,
story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that.
I'll tell you off air.
Yeah.
I bet you know it. Okay. You don't think he's ever run into this?
Should I Google it?
Old bull, young bull, the top of the hill.
Yeah. I don't know what Bone knows.
Ben, you have any you feeling what we're putting down? You have any?
He's not listening.
He's cutting
tape.
Yeah, yeah. Because we got Monk coming up.
We got monkey business coming up.
More from Zay Flowers speaking to the media. Let's go to cut 14, Beltway Ben. Zay Flowers feeling more experienced heading into this season.
I say more experience. I feel more like I can. I'm more into the game. I'm more learning football. I learned football a lot more than I did my rookie year. And I just got a lot more experience on the field and understand.
I think you put it really well, Jason. He's everything they could have hoped Hollywood Brown was. Like, he's been from the jump, essentially. You know, that obviously not the greatest offseason after his rookie year, and then what happened in that Kansas City game was not great for him either. But as a player, he's been great.
Now, again, was G-Ro really the right guy to entrust all that to?
No.
Beyond 2020? And 2020 was such a weird year with COVID and all that. Like, some of it is the infrastructure around him. Like, he's getting Lamar at levels that we weren't sure Lamar would get to. I mean, Lamar is more evolved than 2019 first MVP Lamar, right? So there's that. He got Monken being very comfortable in his own skin, making the, you know, bringing some of the college stuff back with him, making sort of that jump from college really at the same time as Zay, right? He's been here, Zay, for the two most prolific offensive seasons in Ravens history.
Well, I think it's just that where he's got to be extremely confident going into year three, because it's Todd Monken still. It's still another year of Monken.
I guess my point is, like, it was going to take more than Hollywood Brown to fix everything. Like, you know what I mean? You're overpaying Sammy Watkins and you're still making some weird personnel decisions.
Two tours.
Coordinator, you know what I mean, has one way to do it. And, like, so I'm not defending Hollywood, but I'm just saying I feel like Zay walked into a situation that was kind of screaming out for him to find his niche in it while it hit these new heights and he could come along for the ride. Whereas I kind of feel like Hollywood needed to, like, be a bit more of a savior than Zay.
Do you think Hollywood would have the same success that Zay's having? Like,
no.
In the same, yeah, it's
no.
Yeah.
But I also think there's circumstances that fit him better.
Yeah.
Like, we always begged we begged for G-Ro to utilize certain body types outside the hash marks in high percentage pass game. You didn't have to beg Todd Monken to do that. No. Todd Monken saw it immediately.
Yeah, Todd. And the difference between Zay and Hollywood, Hollywood does not relish contact.
He's a turf monster.
No, yeah, plays way bigger than he is. And Lamar is at a point in time where I think he started to embrace the layup more than he did when Hollywood was
absolutely. More from Zay Flowers. Talks about how hard it was missing that playoff game.
Super tough, because when you play 17 games just to get to the first playoff game and you can't play in it, it's always hard. So that was kind of, I think that was my first time, second time missing a game ever. And it was, missing a playoff game is different. So it kind of felt a little different. So at least we get to play on first game this year.
So he got hurt in the Cleveland game week 18. So he missed the Houston playoff game and then missed the game against Buffalo. Pittsburgh.
Probably would have been back for a championship game.
Yes, that's what they're saying.
So you have to wonder if he'd have been thinking, man, I'd have caught that ball.
Yeah.
If it hit me right in the chest there, I probably would have caught that ball.
Yeah. Though he probably doesn't.
Although the year before he had his issues with ball security in the playoffs. Yes. So maybe
he caught it and then let it go.
And the taunting penalty.
Yeah. I want to hear one more. Beltway Ben, cut 20 from Zay Flowers. Says they know they have to stop beating themselves.
I feel like we talk about a lot about beating ourselves, but on the field we just play our game. So it's like we know where we're supposed to be and where we're supposed to end up at the end of the year. So it's really on us. And we talk to ourselves. We talk to like L or come in and talk to us about meeting after like this year. He want to do a lot more meeting. He want to do a lot more team stuff. He want to do a lot more personal stuff with us just to get that team camaraderie on a good level.
Zay Flowers, he's aware that we're aware. They beat themselves in the playoffs last year, and they seem to beat themselves in big games.
Well, I don't know how you fix that mindset when it's in game and things just, you start to become your own worst enemy. But even a greater sense of team, even a greater individual connection, and the kind of things that Zay suggesting Lamar Jackson wants to do more team outings or whatever. Like, is that gonna make Mark Andrews catch that ball, or Zay Flowers not taunt somebody? Like, I don't know that there's a correlation, but that kind of stuff can't hurt. And if it does become more about the collective than any individual, because some of this is maybe not selfless enough. I don't know. We can really kind of try to dissect what goes into guys who generally play at a certain level coming up small when it matters most. But maybe a greater sense of community does help that.
Coming up next, we thought he was going to be gone after last year. We were counting down the monkey businesses.
They're fools.
But
because NFL owners don't know what they're doing. Man, they don't know how to hire.
Todd Monken is back, and so is monkey business. He spoke today. We hear from him next here on The Fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, we'll see. It's day four. But as I said in another interview I did in the offseason, I'd rather have too much talent, try to figure out how to manage it, how to have everybody embrace their role, than not have enough. So we love having another weapon. I thought Nelly the last couple of years did a great job for us as our third receiver. I don't really see D-Hop as a third receiver. I see him more as we have three starters at wide receiver. But we also have the two tight ends. So it'll be interesting as we get going, especially once we get to camp and we get the pads on, how we can integrate him into the offense. But we're excited.
That's Todd Monk, and Monk is back, and he's talking about how DeAndre Hopkins has looked so far.
You guys still want that championship thing taken out of that?
I just think it's kind of dated.
It's dated.
Yeah.
I think we need to.
It's 2 years ago. Do you leave it the same? Just cut the last part out.
Just cut the last part out.
Yeah.
That's right in your wheelhouse, isn't it, Bone?
What?
You don't know how to do that? Snip.
I would need the session.
Yeah, because you can't do it from what he's got there because the music's there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can separate. You can separate the original music.
Ads.
I was told you can't do that.
That's not what he's been told.
He's not understanding.
No, yeah. No.
He doesn't understand it.
Do you remember when we used to say, "Who are the playmakers on the Ravens offense?" And now it's like, do they have too many playmakers?
They have an overabundance of playmakers.
Used to be, who is the play? Who besides Mark Andrews?
Yeah.
Who are the playmakers in the Ravens offense?
Now they got them. They got them in abundance.
Monk knows how to juggle them.
I don't know that DeAndre Hopkins is another starting wide receiver, but he's a hell of a lot better than Nelson Aguilar was last year.
Should be.
Yes.
I think it's a low bar.
First year Aguilar was good.
Yes. First year Aguilar, he had a decent game in Cleveland. Beyond that, he was basically invisible last season.
Yeah. Didn't have a big play. Didn't he have a big play in the Cincinnati game?
In Dallas. He caught like a short pass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think
he
went for like 50 yards or something.
He did something in the Cincinnati home game, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey,
let's hear.
No, yeah,
I know he had the little screen pass, but I felt like Aguilar had a play in that game. Anywho,
let's hear
did
more.
Did he catch one anywhere?
What's that?
No.
Aguilar is still out there?
I think he might retire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that might be it for.
Bickle retires an Eagle?
No, I do not.
I don't think he's ever going back to Philly.
I do not. Let's hear Todd Monken on his backup quarterback. Obviously, no Lamar Jackson today. So he's seeing a lot of Cooper Rush. What's he think?
He's a pro. That's why he's made it in the NFL as long as he has. That's why his record as a starter is what it is. Because it's not like those guys get a lot of reps. You know, when he's had his opportunities, he's done an outstanding job. Not a good job, an outstanding job of winning football games. He knows where to go with the ball. He knows his skill set.
Yes.
I mean, it's one thing to have a skill set. It's another to understand that. He's not Lamar. So he's got to know where to go with the ball, be on time, using his arm talent, anticipation with throws, and being able to get the ball out and get it to checkdowns.
So this was somebody you were calling for when the offseason began. Yeah. They needed a real backup quarterback. He is now here, and you can hear that Monk likes having this guy.
He's a point guard who knows he's a point guard. He knows the kind of high percentage throws and the kind of he can read things. It doesn't have to be an immediate check down to the, you know, the first option, but like he knows that when things do get helter skelter, it's not going to be him breaking a run. It's not going to be him, you know, pump fake, throw it 50 yards downfield. It's hit the open guy or throw it out of bounds or scud it into the ground. I think he, I like his game a lot, and I think it's a massive upgrade over what they've been dealing with the last 3 years.
That's the biggest thing. And how many segments have we done over the past couple of years about the Ravens needing to invest more at the backup quarterback position? Well, they did. This is a big upgrade.
Seems
over
to me
Josh
that
Johnson.
Monk thinks it's an upgrade. Yeah. And maybe Monk, I don't know, maybe Monk had something to do with breaking the Harbaugh,
yeah,
Josh Johnson, like divine trinity thing that was going on.
The Harbaugh's love
bouncing
Josh
from
Johnson.
Harbaugh to Harbaugh.
Well, yeah. Josh Johnson might have been able to stay in his house. Isn't he with the Commanders now? Like,
Yeah.
This is a little long commute, but he could still keep the home if he wants to. Hey, let's hear more from Todd Monken.
Adam Peters was in San Francisco,
yes,
and Josh Johnson, well, he's been everywhere, but he was pretty good in San Francisco.
Yes. Zay Flowers, we heard from him last segment. Monk, what do you think of Zay Flowers?
Well, we just got to get him the ball more. I mean, that's really it. The problem is we have a lot of those guys. Like, he's an unbelievable football player. You know, he's not only an outside receiver that has elite route running skills, but he's unbelievable with the ball in his hands. So you have like a guy that fits two positions, really plays two spots. Now, I'm not sure we're going to use that when it's contract negotiations and we see him as two players, but I'm just saying that you can use him in a variety of roles to get him the ball, which allows your volume to go up. You know, he's a volume catch guy. You can use him in novelty screens, getting him the ball down the field. So I expect him to take another leap, you know, in terms of, you know, his consistency. But, you know, when you make it to the Pro Bowl or you're an all pro, like, you're pretty good.
Oh, man.
Can't put that genie back in the bottle.
No.
That's out there.
Who doesn't like a good novelty screen? I was listening to him talking about this, and it reminded me of what you were just saying a second ago. Like, they were a one seed with Willie Snead and Seth Roberts at wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like, they've got dudes now. They've got legit dudes. You got the two tight ends who might both be top 10 tight ends in the league.
Yeah.
They've got Zay Flowers, Pro Bowler, Bateman catching double-digit touchdowns. Now you've got D-Hop, who knows who he is. You've got Derrick Henry. Like, they've
Justice Hill has emerged as a third-down winner for you.
Keaton Mitchell says he's back to what he was before he got hurt speed-wise. Like, they've got guys.
It is look, the offense is the strength of – the offense is the strength of the team. I mean, it's historically significant offense.
It's loaded, and when you're in terms of pass catchers, and then you get to the offensive line, where obviously the caveat with Ronnie Stanley is always his health. But Linderbaum entering contract year, he's going to want to really show out. Falele, another year under his belt. Roger Rosengarten entering year two. There's no reason to think that the offensive line can't be better than it was last year.
Well, Monk, with that said, what's he want to see with the offense? Where does he want to see the offense improve?
You know, when we started the offseason, we had to really drill down into being specific, intentional of what those areas were. Because if you just took a broad scope or perspective, you'd say, well, we were really good at that. We were really good at this. We were really good at that area. We were really good at this. And yet, that wasn't always the case in certain parts of what we did. So we just really tried to drill down as to how the things that we do, how do we do them better? How do we function at a higher level? Obviously, we started to get the penalties cleaned up. How do we function better at the line of scrimmage, from our operation to communication, and really hone in after looking at last year, what our guys do really well. What is Lamar like? Like, really, that's really it. Why waste time? I felt like we did that last year. I felt like we, first couple games, all the off season of what we did, we kind of wanted to see it, and it wasn't good enough. I mean, it really wasn't. So who are we, really, so we can come out of the gates fast?
I love listening to him talk. They had an offense last year that had over 4,000 yards passing and over 3,000 yards rushing. So how do you get better from last year?
Well, I mean, again, like we talked about through the sort of portal of Lamar yesterday, some of these numbers are going to be hard to improve upon. I mean, what they did in the red zone, we gave up. They were the number one offense on a yard per play basis on first, second, and third down. They were great in the red zone. They scored a lot of points. They had a ton of yards. They were incredibly balanced. They could kill you running. They could kill you throwing. They had multiple individuals have their best season ever, including almost Derrick Henry, who's a first ballot Hall of Famer, who had a 2,000-yard season in another place in a little different way. But maybe some of those early hiccups he's talking about, well, certainly not maybe. Those will be gone. Maybe even more individuals show up to make it even more of a collective. But I mean, they did things last year that nobody's ever done. So could they do them again? And if they're, again, like Lamar, if they're anywhere in the same area code as they were a year ago, then it's a generational offense again.
Yeah, really, it's just cutting out penalties. They have way too many penalties on the offensive side of the football. And another area that you brought up last week, Jason, the how they handle fourth down with the looper early on. Looper. Because they didn't attempt a ton of fourth downs last year. Are they going to be more aggressive on fourth down?
Ravens continue OTAs Thursday and Friday. There will be media availability, and then there are four next week, all open to the media. But coming up next week, get back to the Orioles. By the way, Cordell Woodland was out at OTAs. He'll join us at 5 o'clock. Orioles getting ready to take on the Mariners. BBT coming up at 6. It's the Bone and Ryan Ripken. We hit the hot corner, and we take a look at the pitching for this series. Are we confident that the Orioles starters could possibly win a series in Seattle? We'll discuss next here on The Fan. Orioles and Mariners start a three-game series this evening in Seattle. 9:40 first pitch today and tomorrow. Thursday is a 3:40 first pitch. Baltimore baseball tonight coming up later at 6 o'clock. That's the Bone and Ryan Ripken. So, Sagano in game one, Povich game two, and Eflin game three. How you feel that sets up as they take on the Mariners?
Well, look, tonight it's George Kirby on the mound for the Mariners, who, you know, when you last left him a year ago, you're looking at him as one of the better young starters in the American League. He's coming back from a long injury layoff. This will be his third start. The first two did not go swimmingly. 3 2/3 against the Astros on May 22nd. 5 earned runs. And then 6 days later against the Nats, another team who the Orioles turned their season around. Don't look now. The Nats are within 3 games of .500. 5 innings against James Wood and the Nats. 7 hits, 6 earned. He also walked 2, which for him is a lot. So you might be catching Kirby at the right time. This also interests me. We got Slim on the bump tomorrow.
Yep.
This may or may not show up in one of my 3 best bets on the Wednesday edition of Wanna Bet.
Where can we find that?
You can find that. Well, you can watch it live at Jason Lock and 4 Bone. You could also go to our new YouTube.
Yeah.
And please subscribe.
Let's get it started.
Subscribe. Beltway Ben's going to have some exclusive content on the YouTube that you can't get at Wanna Bet With Us on Twitter/X. So you go to YouTube at Wanna Bet With Us.
Do you guys give out Lido gift cards, though?
Not yet.
Oh.
But we're certainly willing to if anybody at Lido's listening.
Yeah.
And last time we used the Jerry Aloysius Coleman gift card at Lido, Lauren ordered me a chicken sub off the menu that was amazing.
You did put that in our group text.
Yes.
That's not
I tell no lies. Yeah. But back to why I like Slim Povich against this group. First of all, it's a hard ballpark to hit the ball out of, right? Slim's given up 8 home runs at home, just 1 on the road. He's got a 3.04 road ERA this year, which is the flip-flop of what it was last year.
Flippity-flop.
But how about this? Seattle, 26th with a 582 OPS at home against left-handed pitching. 28th with a 29.2% K rate. They strike out almost 30% of the time against lefties at home. And we know Slim's got the punch he's going right now. And a Mariners team that overall walks more than last year, as Bone pointed out in our team preview earlier. Just a 7% walk rate at home against lefties. That's 27th in the majors. So we could get good Slim tomorrow night. And Eflin was obviously much better this last time than the 2 previous home run heavy starts where he gave him 7 home runs in 2 starts.
Yeah.
I don't think pitching's the problem.
No.
No.
Are they going to score 4 runs a game or more, even against beat up George Kirby tonight? And
they didn't score four runs a game against
the
White Sox.
But like, Kirby has not been good. Emerson Hancock hasn't been good ever at the major league level, even though they took him high in the draft. He's the one player development pitching failure that they've had there. Now, Brian Wu might strike out 13 guys in that game. I don't know. Maybe more than 13. Maybe I'll be back on Brian Wu in that one.
On Wannabet.
On Wannabet.
Subscribe
to the YouTube channel at Wannabet with us.
Song of the summer.
But I think the starting pitching has a chance here to keep them in these games.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked a lot about the starting rotation yesterday, and obviously Charlie Morton has really stabilized himself over these past couple starts, where it's about the offense, and it has been about the offense, but Hyde would use the rhetoric a lot in the postgame presser. Oh, well, we're down 4-0 early on a game, and that snowballs for the offense. The starting rotation has been getting it done for a couple weeks now.
Orioles and Mariners, 9:40 first pitch, Baltimore baseball tonight. Bone and Ryan Ripken coming up at 6. Morgan Adsit's going to join us at 5:30.
Hall of Fame track.
Yes, she is already becoming a legend here on the program. We'll talk Ravens and O's with her. And Cordell Woodland, he's our guy.
He'd be in the Hall of Fame if he was allowed to be.
Yes, the rules do not allow it. He was at OTAs today. He joins
Chuck
us.
Buck's rules forevermore.
He joins
they live forever.
Joins us next.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.